You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode on Meet Us in Buellton podcast. If you like talking about delicious food and sweet treats, you're going to want to stick around for this one. Today, we are talking about a local favorite called Patty Bakes.
That's right, Kathy. We're so lucky to have them on the show. Joining us to talk about this incredible place is delicious fare extraordinaire Kim Ferris. Thanks for joining us today, Kim.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, welcome. We're so excited to have you. And Kim, we'd love to learn more about you. So can you share with us what your position is at Patty Bakes and how you got there?
Well, in 2018, I had just retired from a business that I had worked at for 18 years. And my husband and I were looking for a kitchen for the food truck that our daughter had got. And so we came across Patty Bakes, and I had known Patty Bakes for a long time because I had purchased, you know, lots of goodies and stuff there. And so we decided to, you know, jump forward. Patty had it for sale. She had had it for 23 years before that, started a great business out of her garage, and then moved on to, you know, buy Patty, you know, get Patty Bakes going. We got it from her, and she gave us everything. She gave us the equipment, the recipes, which are priceless, and she gave us everything and said, here you go, and good luck. And we said, great. And that's why we got it.
That's awesome.
No pressure.
Yeah. Big shoes to fill.
That's wonderful. Having been a longtime fan of Patty Bakes as well, I'm really curious, when you got those special recipes, did you have any favorites that you were really excited to be able to make on your own? Like, what was your favorite thing?
So her scones are really popular. Her carrot cake, the cupcakes and the cakes are just extremely popular. So that's kind of some of the things that you just don't mess with. But we did kind of, we elevated pretty much a lot of the recipes, just did just slight changes, like taking a recipe that had sugar and maybe changed it to honey. Did more berries, like the scones had, you know, lots of berries in them, but we added probably about another 10%, and it just made them very, you know, full. And I mean, just our scones are just, they sell out every day. And so, and then it's kind of the Bible, you know, her recipes are kind of the Bible, and we have just gone in and just made a tweak here, a tweak there, but it's still, you know, the same great recipes. We've just taken them a bit, you know, a step further.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And I'm so glad she shared her carrot cake recipe with you because it is so good. That's awesome. So you guys live by a principle there at Patty Bakes, Kim. It says homemade goods like they were made for you. Was this something you guys came, or did that come with Patty Bakes, or you guys made that slogan up?
No, that's Patty's mantra. I mean, that was her thing. And we really wanted to keep that going. There's nothing in the bakery that is processed. We roast our own turkey. We roast our own chicken. Everything is homemade. Matt makes the, you know, homemade soups every week. We have all of our side dishes are homemade potato salad, homemade pasta salad, even our dressing for our salads. We make that. Nice. So there isn't anything in the bakery that is processed. It is baked and cooked and roasted every day.
Well, that's awesome because that's, you know, means it's fresh and people are getting good quality.
Yeah, and we don't have our standard breads either. We have homemade breads that we make every day for our breakfast and lunch items, and they're delicious, but we make our own bread there, and they're not, you know, the standards. There's like sun-dried tomato and a jalapeno cheddar, something fun. It's just, and people really enjoy it.
The Italian herb is my absolute favorite.
Yes, that is whether we have to make extra of those.
Yep. Whether getting it just as a part of the fresh roasted turkey sandwich or getting a loaf to take home, like that's especially during the wintertime with soups. I love having it around the house.
Yeah, definitely. And we've had to make that kind of a special order item for the breads because we make them, but we sell them. So yep. we are having really good, lunch and breakfast. So we've had that become a special order item.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful news and good to know. So can you kind of walk us through what the typical day at Patty Bakes looks like?
Oh, yes. I've been there.
So in her sleep.
We used to start at 5 o'clock in the morning before COVID and get our breads going and stuff. And we've just kind of made some adjustments because it's just different. It's a different world out there. Mm-hmm. So we start at 6 o'clock in the morning and we get in and we start. It's baking, starting our breads. It's making all of our delicious desserts, scones, muffins, all the breakfast items. Next shift comes in. They start with their breakfast, preparing all the eggs and the bacon and everything like that. And then we start at probably about 9 o'clock with roasting turkey, doing the chicken, starting frosting cupcakes, making cookies. Boy, do we make a lot of cookies. a lot of cookies. And I've become the cookie girl there. So they always tell me, hey, cookie girl, let's get going on the day. So we're moving in that bakery all day long. So mm-hmm. it's constant baking. It's constant making the batters and the frostings and stuff because it's just all fresh. So we're going all day long. And then about, we do breakfast from 7:30 to 11, and then we do lunch from 11 till about 2:30. And then we just start wrapping our day up. We've packaged everything. We've got everything ready, deliveries the next day, and we start wrapping it up. And probably about in between, like around 4:30, we're done with the day, close up shop, go home and rest.
And get ready for the next day.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's busy.
Always. We're just open Monday through Friday. We're really local. We have a lot of local business. I'm very lucky that we have, social media and stuff to have Yelp and Google and stuff where people can find us. And once they find us, they're just thrilled because we have a beautiful outdoor patio and it's fun and we've got music out there, piped in, and it's just it's really a pretty place to eat lunch, but we don't feel it necessary really to be open on Saturday and Sunday because nobody's in town.
Right. Well, and you've met everybody's needs through the week, right? And so they can get some goodies to take home with them to enjoy over the weekend. And you're there for all of their lunch needs during the week.
Yes. Yes. We have. Yeah. We have, all the businesses around, they come in and get lunch. And we've got some just locals that are the best in the world that come and visit with us and share their, share their life. And it's really cool. It's a fun thing to do.
Awesome. So Kim, super busy days. And I know you said you have like a staff of four that includes you, which is amazing that you do all that you do with that few of staff to do it. Cause I know it's a lot of work. And so do you have all the things that you're making and breakfast and lunches? Is there a favorite item? Is there a more popular item that you feel most people come in and order? Or what do you feel is the most popular thing on your menu?
Well, I'll just kind of take you through the different items and stuff. Pastry wise, our scones are absolutely, people come in every day. We sell out of them every day. We make a ton of scones. That's one of the things that one of my bakers does at the end of every day. She'll make anywhere from, 20 to 60 scones that we've got to get out and about the next day. And those are very popular. For our breakfast, breakfast burrito, number one. We just put a bunch of great stuff in our breakfast burrito. It's a big 12-inch tortilla loaded with a whole bunch of homemade good stuff. And then for our lunches, we've got salads, we've got sandwiches, and we've got paninis. And our salads, our Southwest chicken salad is the bomb. And it's got homemade ranch or homemade balsamic dressing that goes with it. Our roast beef sandwich is just amazing. And then our very most popular thing is our chicken chipotle panini. That is that's the number one. And it's it's really good.
I haven't tried that. I'll have to add that to my list because I'm such a creature of habit. It's Italian bread with the turkey breast.
Yeah, it's really good. The people love the chicken pesto and the chicken, chicken chipotle. Good, good stuff.
I'll have to try the roast beef too. Okay, so I'm making my list for the next time I come in for lunch.
Great. Fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, I haven't tried that either. It sounds really good.
Something else that I think is really cool that not everyone knows is when you stop by for breakfast, you also have a wonderful assortment of like coffee beverages. It's almost like going to a regular coffee house. And I remember when you first started offering that. And so I think that that's just a fun little aside that people should know about, that not only can you get your breakfast, you can also get your caffeine fix.
Absolutely. We have an espresso machine. We do everything, cappuccinos, lattes. We do, you know, cold brew. We have everything. And our coffee is really good. Santa Barbara Roasting Company. And it is just delicious. And in this, when I bought Patty Bakes, I asked my sales rep, you know, I'm looking for this specific iced tea that is just really, it's delicious. And I told him about it and he goes, I just so happen that's my iced tea. And I said, absolutely fabulous. And it's freshly, it's freshly brewed every day and people just cannot get enough of it. I offer it and they'll come in for 2-3, you know, refills. It's so good.
Wow.
It's
a good. Neat. Okay, so get iced tea with my chicken chipotle panini when I get it.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I love that. So we've talked about the breakfast and the lunch options, and we've certainly talked about the scones. I want to talk a little bit, and the carrot cake, which we were very excited that tradition is continuing with you. What other treats do you make? I know one of our favorites is the cinnamon roll. Is that available all the time? Tell us a little bit more about your sweets.
Oh, yes. The cinnamon rolls, we definitely have daily, but they're probably one of the first things to go out the door. We have the cinnamon rolls. We have homemade muffins. We do several different types of muffins, like blueberry. We've got a morning glory, which is absolutely delicious.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, it's got all kinds of goodness in it. It's got carrots and apples and coconut and walnuts. Oh, and it's really good. And then we kind of try to do a special muffin. Seasonal. We'll do a pumpkin muffin. Right now we're doing apple cinnamon muffin.
Ooh.
For summer, we're doing a lemon blueberry muffin with streusel on top.
Yum. Oh, yum.
So good. Yeah. So we have a bunch of fun things like that, that we try to make, you know, special. And then, we always have our homemade cookies, which are just absolutely delicious. We've got six flavors, excuse me. And those are homemade and bagged every day and out while they last. People come in and buy 2, 3, 4 bags at a time. We have our cupcakes. We have big size cupcakes. We have our regular size cupcakes. And then we have a really fun pack of minis that we do. And they're just bite sized cupcakes that are delicious.
Mm-hmm. And just keep popping them in your mouth.
Yep, exactly.
Very easy to eat and not share. I always buy them to share and then very rarely do.
Absolutely. And then we have all of our bars that we have that are, we're not just a typical bakery. We just have, you know, we don't have pastries or anything like that. So our bars are really fun. We've got a lemon bar, which is just absolutely out of this world. Peanut butter bar, homemade brownies. And we have a caramel brownie that is just to die for. And then we try to do some special, you know, bars as well during the year. We'll have a cheesecake bar, a raspberry bar. So we'll kind of have, you know, do fun things like that during the year too.
Oh my gosh. All of that sounds so amazing.
Yes. It's a lot of fun.
It's making me hungry. That's right. Eat dessert first, right?
Yeah, that's what I tell them. If they get a cupcake along with their lunch, I said, eat this first. It's the best.
I wouldn't have a problem doing that either. So one thing you guys started, Kim, a while back is your family dinners and limited time lunch specials. But how often do you offer those and where can the listeners learn about what's maybe coming up next?
So during COVID, we started, Matt and I had this really nice catering barbecue that we had purchased, and we just thought it would be really fun for the community during COVID to make a family barbecue every Friday. And, you know, everybody was cooped up and we just thought a barbecue would be super fun. So we started this Friday family dinner for four, where it was tri-tip, and we did different things all the time. We did, Matt has two of the most amazing homemade beans that he makes. We offered salads, we offered corn on the cob, we did all kinds of stuff with desserts. And we really just tried to reach out and help the community. And there was one time in the thick of COVID that we did 100 dinners. So wow. That fed 400 people.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah. We made our little place inside there, a kind of a working, you know, assembly line. So we really haven't had any inside dining for a while now, because we don't really have the means to open back up fully because we took on all this stuff during COVID. Mm-hmm. And so, but it's really been fun. We've really got it creative and stuff. And then we did a Tuesday night dinner for two, and then it just started getting to be a lot. So we went back to the Friday family dinner for four, and life gets busy. So we don't do it every Friday, but I mm-hmm. always post everything, the whole menu, how to get a hold of us, when, you know, mm-hmm. what Fridays we're doing it. And I have it always posted on our Facebook page and our Instagram page. And I always have it posted on our website as well.
That's where, I love whenever I see your post pop up in my feed, because then I'm like, oh, what's cooking this week? Oh, let's check it out.
Yeah, it's been great. And then we do every Friday, we try to mostly, unless, you know, of course, life gets busy, but mm-hmm. we really try to bring out the barbecue for lunch. And we have a fabulous tri-tip sandwich mm-hmm. with one of our homemade mm-hmm. sides. And then Matt made this cheeseburger extraordinaire creation that people are just crazy over. And it is his own little cheeseburger that's got his secret bacon jam sauce that is ooh, crazy. Yum. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have to try
so
that.
So we do that every Friday. Yeah, we try to do that every Friday. But like I said, when we can't do it or something, I always post it. So that, you know, people know that mm-hmm. that we're not doing it, or we're doing it, or something like that. But it's always on all my social media.
And you can find them at Patty Bakes, Patty Bakes _SYV on Instagram.
Yes. And excellent. Then Patty Bakes website is just pattybakes.com. And then same with my Facebook.
Menus and pictures of all of the beautiful mm-hmm. creations, all kinds of great information on the website.
Yeah. And I have, when we do specials, I do post it on the website, or I do try to post it on social media. Matt makes all of our homemade soups, and he is very good at it. And mm-hmm. so I'll post our soup of the week, or a muffin of the week, or if we're doing a different wrap, because we added wraps to our menu. Patty didn't have that before. And the wraps mm-hmm. are really popular, but we'll do like a turkey club wrap, or a, you know, right now we have like a chicken bacon ranch wrap. So it's really great stuff. So I have that all posted on there as well.
Fabulous. Now, I know that things sell out in the bakery really quickly. And I also know that your treats are so delicious that they can now be found all over San Ynez Valley, because you make them available in other locations. If our listeners can't make it to your Buellton location, where else can they find your treats?
So we do a very good wholesale service that we had started up when we bought the bakery. Patty did a couple places, but we kind of really expanded it. And so you'll find our treats at Valley Fresh, at El Rancho Market, at Los Livas Grocery, and at Our Country Store. And we have a variety of different items at each one of those places. They don't all carry the same thing. So it's kind of fun to, you know, go in and see what Patty Bakes is there, you know. And El Rancho, for all the holidays, has a special table for us, and we get to make like a bunch of treats and put it on. Like for 4th of July, we did almost 250 cupcakes that we did for a special, mm-hmm. you know, table for them.
How wonderful.
Then we, Yeah, it's really fun. It's neat. We do Christmas and Valentine's Day and Easter, and it's really been a good working relationship with, you know, all the grocery stores. They really want to promote, you know, local businesses and stuff, which we appreciate that a lot. Mm-hmm. So we're really busy with that. And then also during the, you know, COVID, the casino picked us up, and we do a lot of treats, cookies and cupcakes and scones and bars and stuff for their gift shop and their bakery downstairs. So it's been really good. Yeah.
And that's great to know.
All the people that go and stay there, they love to come in, you know, when they're going, leaving out of town, and come in and say hi and see what we've got in the bakery too. So it's really nice.
So they can take some with them when they go home.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Kim, I know you guys also do orders for Thanksgiving pies, which is super popular. And can you talk a little bit more about that? Is it just, what are your flavors that you offer at that time of year? What kind of pies do you guys make?
So we for Thanksgiving, we do a huge media blitz thing for our pies, our homemade rolls. We do have some extra additional things on the menu, like tres leches, apple bread pudding, and stuff that we do during the holidays. If people want to, you know, order some sugar cookies that they're going to decorate, we don't have the decorated sugar cookies, but that they want to decorate, we can do, you know, those too. But our pies, very, very popular during Thanksgiving and Christmas. We post it. We tell them the deadlines that they have to order by and when they can pick them up. And we do pretty much a lot of different pies. We do like the standard apple, cherry, pumpkin. We do a mixed berry, which is out of this world. We do a chocolate French silk that is just, chocolate pudding with whipped cream, with fresh chocolate shaved on the top. It's crazy good. And, you know, if anybody has a special request, like rhubarb or anything like that, we'll always try to get that in as well. But we do all those pies. They're all freshly baked. We all have them picked up, you know, at their convenience Wednesday before. And then for Christmas, we do the same thing, have all the orders all ready for everybody so that they can have a great Patty Bakes holiday pie for their special occasion.
Awesome. Yeah, that French silk one sounds really good. And the berry one, I'll have to try that too. That sounds really good.
I know that you're always really great about letting people know when the deadlines are. And I'm always just amazed at how sad people are when they pass it, because they don't realize that they can't just pop in and pick up a couple of pies on the day of, like, yeah. And because they're so good, everyone wants to get them.
Exactly. And we try, like, it's live and learn. So we have definitely tried to make a day where everything in the bakery is stocked up for people that can just walk in. Mm-hmm. It's just that they just sell out so fast because people forget.
Yeah.
And stuff. And last year, I think we made an extra. So we had all of our orders, and I'm pretty sure we made an extra 50 pies for just walk in. And those were gone on Wednesday.
That's amazing.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Not,
I bet,
a,
right?
not a surprise at all.
It's fantastic. It's fun. And that's the time of year where you get to see old friends and you get to see families and stuff like that when they come in and pick up their pies. And it's just it's a real favorite time of year for me.
Yeah. Like homecoming week when everybody comes home, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. So, Kim, as we wrap up today's episode, something that we always like to ask our guests at the end of our interviews is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
Again, I can just, you know, have to reiterate the fact that Buellton has really grown. You know, I've lived here my whole entire life, and Buellton has grown, and it's beautiful, and there's so many things to do here, and there's so many great places to eat and, you know, have fun, music and golfing and Buellton's become a spot. It's not, you know, Solvang's always been the spot, but Buellton's now the spot. And it's really neat having watched Buellton grow so much. And it's the same. It's family, it's community. Mm-hmm. we have a lot of you know, the locals that come in, and it's really good to see them and good to talk to them and stuff. And I think that Buellton has really created a great place, you know, to come and visit.
Well, and part of what makes us that spot is having wonderful businesses like Patty Bakes. Right.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. The RV park, everything is just, it's really fun to have people bike on over from the RV park and come over and have, you know, lunch and hang out. It's just, it's really neat. It's grown a lot.
Awesome. In a good way, I think, right? Sometimes people are worried about growth, but I think in a good way, and we've got, like you say, some great things going on here, which is exciting. And yeah, we are a little destination of our own here.
Absolutely. I think that the growth that's happened is all for good, and it's really nice.
Yay, we like it too. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Kim, and for keeping this Buellton institution going strong. We love having you and the Patty Bakes team in our community, and we're very lucky to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on today. And, you know, I just have to say that Patty Bakes is something it's a tradition that's we've held up and kept going. And we really, you know, love the support.
Well, we appreciate all that you guys have done. And I've said it before of all the businesses in Buellton and how they were able to pivot and just make adjustments to make it through the pandemic and come out strong on the other end. And so we so appreciate all your hard work in keeping that going. And we love Patty Bakes. It's a true local business, brick and mortar. And we just hope our listeners and guests continue to share it for years to come. And try out their sweets. They're absolutely amazing. And again, the carrot cake is to die for, but I know you have lots of other good things and some new items that I do need to try too, Megan. So we're going to have to chalk off that
lunch
list together.
Date.
Exactly. Well, and thank you all for listening again too. We sure hope you've enjoyed learning more about Patty Bakes, and hopefully we'll see you there in the upcoming days, weeks, and months. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow Discover Buellton on social media to join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we'll talk to you all again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic.